We've been talking for a while, and it's so great to finally have you here today. We have Lydia with Focus. I'm going to say this right. Life Focus Media. I kept wanting to say Focus Media the other day. Life Focus Media. And how many Emmys have you guys gotten there?
Nominated for 15.
Wow.
1-5.
So there you go. Nominated for 15, 1-5. That is awesome. So you guys are doing some great work. So that relationship then moves into, she comes to you and with a very, it sounds like a very specific topic of, you know, this trauma healing. Tell us a little bit, what is trauma healing? And then how do you guys incorporate that into these episodes that are going to be able to reach people? Because that's your new series, right? That you guys are working on right now. So
yes, it's one of them. So I think we should probably define trauma. It's probably a word that's being used, a little overused now, as I was talking about being traumatized by eggs, you know?
Right, right.
I was joking, of course. But trauma is a very serious thing. It's an unexpected loss or suffering that's beyond one's control. So it has a huge impact on the mind and emotions that is overwhelming and causes suffering, and people can suffer because of it for many years or for a lifetime. It has no boundaries. It affects people of every age, race, social level, economic level, both genders, you know, everyone. And then just as some examples, I have a list here of some of the ways it can happen as a result of natural disaster, childhood neglect or abuse of all kinds, bullying, ongoing bullying, divorce, discrimination, physical assault, sexual assault, poverty, war, loss of a loved one from death or a myriad of reasons for separation, serious car accident or other kind of accident, various crimes. But, you know, you get the idea. There's just so many different types of very painful losses, and people need to recognize that these things do affect the mind and the emotions, and not try to just, you know, power through it and move on, that there needs to be healing from those sorts of things.
Gotcha. Now, when you talk healing to me, you know, I would imagine is a process. So not something that happens instantaneous. So as you guys are working through this with people, are you seeing that it's a long process of healing? Is that what you're, you know?
Right. And helping people to understand the process. There's something called the Healing Arc, ARC.
Okay.
It's been around for decades, scientifically studied and proven as a necessary process for healing. So the A stands for acknowledgement. That would be truth telling, being able to say what happened. The R is redress, and the C is closure. And as you know, all truth is God's truth. So ARC, you know, doesn't come directly from the Bible, but it is very biblical.
Hey, thanks for watching this short with us today. And if you like it, check out our full episodes on our channel and website. We'll put those in the links below. And as always, Scott,
like and subscribe, or subscribe and then like, whatever order you want, really.
Whatever order you like.
Yeah.
Thanks.